Support for KPLU comes from Seattle Metropolitan Credit Union, proud sponsors of Street Sense. For more than 75 years, SMCU has operated for the benefit of its members, offering products such as Feel Good Checking that support local nonprofits. Info at smcu.com.
Richard Hager.
Maynard.
You know, I'm just a schmo guy that doesn't know the ins and outs of how to buy a house. So if I were to buy one, somebody mentioned, well, buy it from the bank. You'll do better than buying it from an owner. And I don't even know where to begin.
Well, it's possible to do that with all of the houses that are going back to foreclosure. The process is when somebody loses it to default, then a foreclosure auction, the bank usually becomes the owner of the house. Sometimes that can be Bank of America, or it could be Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They own the house. And the first thing they want to do is get rid of it. So they put them up for sale. They do try to list them with local real estate agents. And you can go into the newspapers and the websites and see the agents that specialize in dealing with these foreclosure properties.
Will I be paying a lot less than if I don't buy it from the bank?
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, why would anybody not buy it from the bank?
Part of the problem is home buyers. If you're going to live in the house, dealing with banks, dealing with Fannie and Freddie Mac on these things can be a long, arduous sort of process. They're not set up to take purchase and sale agreements, get them signed, and go through it. And so it can be a very long process.
Well, then you need somebody really adept to be able to lead you through that process.
Absolutely.
Can your average real estate agent, do they know the ins and outs? Is that reliable?
They do. They do a lot of training in the various offices that are out there. They have classes on that, you know, continuing education classes, trying to show them how the process works. And then those agents try to help home buyers and investors to do that. There's no question. But there's also people who specialize in that a little bit more. Agents in almost every office have been dealing with these foreclosures or HUD or things like that for years. So they're a little more skilled at it. And part of the advantage of buying these homes is a lower price. No question that there's very inexpensive.
How much lower?
Well, I'll give you the extreme examples. And this was down in Phoenix. We were looking at condominiums down there. And you could buy condominiums that were nice in Scottsdale at about $15,000 to $20,000 a unit.
Well, how much were they 5 years ago?
Oh, $150,000. Easily.
And you can buy one for $15,000?
Yes, and they'll rent for $600, $700, $800 a month. I mean, we're sitting there saddle up. We're going to Phoenix to buy some.
Why not then? Why isn't there the flood? I would think at $15,000, they'd be gone now.
It takes time because there's so many homes that are out there for sale in different markets. Now, we don't have the same level here in Seattle, but there are still some pretty darn good deals here that are 50 cents on the dollar from what they were at the peak.
Well, $15,000 on a $100,000 condo isn't 15 cents. Isn't 50 cents on the dollar.
No,
it's 15 cents.
That's right. Absolutely. And again, but those are in the hard hit states. And we're fortunate enough not to be quite as hard hit. So these work for investors if they're willing to kind of endure.
No. I mean, just a schmo like me, not an investor. Let's say a guy that wants some sun.
One way to find these properties is to go to FannieMae.com or FreddieMac.com. And you'll see homes for sale that's there. And they will usually have a map of the United States. Click on your state, and they'll give you a list of the homes that they have for sale. And I believe Fannie Mae has about 75,000 of them for sale right now.
Okay, I'm going to try that. And if it doesn't work, I'm coming back to you, pal.
You're hunting me.
Hager.
Okay. Maynard.